There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 38 of the tabernacle, the beauty of the veil. Timothy Keller once said, "Occasionally God rips aside the veil, and you begin to see this very fact. All things happen for you. All things. Everything is knit together." Our text for today is Exodus 26, verses 31 and 32. "And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. And you shall hang it on four pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, with hooks of gold on four bases of silver." The veil described in Exodus 26 was also called the shielding curtain because it shielded the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies. Listen to Exodus 39, verses 32 through 34. This is from the NIV. "So all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all of its furnishings, its clasps, frames, crossbars, posts and bases, the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of another durable leather, and the shielding curtain." And then from Exodus 40, verse 21, from the New Living Translation, "Then he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the tabernacle and hung the inner curtain to shield it from view, just as the Lord had commanded him." The veil had to be thick enough for a priest in the holy place to be protected from the holiness of God represented in the Ark. Larry Fogle provides a detailed summary of the beautiful nature of this incredible veil. The veil wasn't what you might imagine. When you hear the word veil, you may think of some thin fabric or material, possibly even transparent because of its thickness. Such was not the case with the veil. The veil between the holy place and the holiest of all was, according to rabbinic tradition, much more substantial. The veil or curtain, as described in Exodus, was made from blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, as well as finely twisted linen. Into the fabric of the veil, skilled craftspeople wove cherubim, angelic beings. Given the detail and thickness of the veil, one can only imagine how long it must have taken to craft it. The veil was hung on hooks made of pure gold. The hooks were hung on four posts of acacia wood overlaid with pure gold. Four silver bases provided support on the desert floor. The description of the veil and its accessories paints a picture of rugged beauty. Later, in the Temple of Jerusalem, the veil was even more impressive. Ancient rabbinic literature indicates that the veil was a handbreadth in thickness, approximately 4 inches according to the Talmud. The actual thickness, if it was given to Moses with the rest of the tabernacle directions, is not recorded in Exodus, or for that matter, anywhere in the Bible. The great Christian historian Josephus mentions the veil in the temple at Jerusalem, but does not indicate its thickness. Apparently, only the rabbinic writings of old alluded to its thickness and then certainly to the veil in the temple at Jerusalem that was much larger. The veil in the tabernacle in the wilderness was likely thinner, but nevertheless thick and sturdy in construction. This veil had to be carefully constructed to the precise detail because it would later represent the accomplishment of the work of Jesus Christ. While the veil obviously symbolized separation from sin, it also pictured the results of Jesus' sinful life and sacrificial death. When Jesus died on the cross, he broke down the barrier of sin. So the beauty of the veil foreshadowed the Lord's magnificent work that enables us to enter God's presence. Notice the colors of the veil symbolize precisely why Jesus' death provided the sacrifice needed to restore our relationship with God. Blue threads in the cloth represented Christ as sent from heaven as the Son of God. Scarlet threads pictured Jesus' sacrificial death. So blue was the heavenly color, and scarlet was the sacrificial color. The middle thread was purple, a mixture of both blue and scarlet. When you mix blue and scarlet dye, you arrive at the perfect mix of purple when you cannot tell where the first two colors begin or end. So purple represents the Son of God, who was also the Son of Man. He was not only sent from heaven, blue thread, and sacrificed his life for us on the cross, scarlet thread, but he is also fully man and fully God. He was born of a virgin in a stable while also being the king, which is represented by the color of royalty, purple. The beautiful colors of the veil point to the Son of God becoming the Son of Man to purchase our redemption. Exodus 26, verse 31 states that the veil must be made of fine twined linen. Fine linen represents the sinless righteousness of Jesus. Because it was fine twined, it required a very skillful craftsman to create such material. Exodus 26, 31 states that the veil must be made of fine twined linen. Fine linen represents the sinless righteousness of Jesus. Because it was fine twined, it required a very skillful craftsman to create such material. Exodus 31, verses 1 through 6, as well as chapters 36 through 39, tell us that Bezalel was the chief artisan of the tabernacle. Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit anointed this man by giving him specific gifts and abilities to construct the tabernacle. He is believed to be tasked with creating this beautiful veil. Thus, it required someone anointed by the Holy Spirit to fashion a curtain representing Christ's accomplished work. Some questions to consider. How is the shielded curtain that once protected priests from God's holiness now a picture of Jesus' sacrifice that allows anyone to enter his holy presence? In other words, how is acknowledging sin the first step towards finding forgiveness? How are both of these demonstrated in the veil? The tabernacle was built so God could dwell with his people, and the veil was torn so God's people could meet with God. What do these two statements say about God's desire for a personal relationship with you? What else do you see of significance in God's design for the veil? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.